With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Wildfires across the western United States and Canada have put millions of people under air quality alerts, and thousands of firefighters battle the flames, including the largest one in California this year. Benjamin Hatton, a fire meteorologist with Colorado State University, says climate change creating very hot, dry weather has turned foliage into fuel that's sparking massive wildfires across the western states.
Very, very long duration, very, very hot, plenty of new daily records, some new all-time records. So it was extremely hot. It's been very dry. And so now we really have a really good setup for having these widespread large wildfires. And we're starting to push the limits of firefighting resource availability. You know, there's these big fires in Oregon that have like a few hundred people managing a 100,000 plus acre fire. And so we're getting spread pretty thin.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports New York City's mayor is blocking parts of a new solitary confinement law.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has issued an emergency order suspending parts of a new law intended to ban solitary confinement in local jails, citing concerns for the safety of staff and detainees. Adams declared a state of emergency Saturday, the mayor suspending parts of the law that set a four-hour time limit on holding prisoners who pose safety concerns and limits on the use of restraints. The council spokesperson criticizing Adams. In this case, our city and everyone in its dysfunctional and dangerous jail system, including staff, are left less safe. Julie Walker, New York.
The Middle East is bracing for a potential flare-up in violence a day after Israeli authorities said a rocket from Lebanon struck a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights that killed 12 children and other teenagers. They're keeping an eye open for the situation and hoping for the best. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. A California mega church is working to get out the vote. Here's Michael Harrington.
It's called the Comeback California Tour, and it's being organized by Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, pastored by Jack Hibbs. It will consist of a series of events designed to teach other churches how they can get believers to the polls in November. Calvary Chapel's website says, quote, California is at a crossroads, urgently needing the church's influence to reverse the moral decline and stand in the gap for our children, families, and communities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arkansas Supreme Court has ordered the state to initially count signatures that were collected by volunteers in favor of putting an abortion measure on the ballot. Justices this week issued a one-page order that stopped short of ruling on whether a lawsuit over the proposal can move forward. The group behind the measure sued after the state rejected petitions it submitted. The state has argued organizers do not submit proper documentation. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on hundreds of residents fleeing California wildfires as air quality goes up.
Firefighters across the western U.S. and Canada are battling wildfires, including the largest one in California this year, the Park Fire, which forced Cohasset resident Susan Singleton to pack up her car with everything she could take, including her seven dogs.
Whatever we had can be replaced, but I wouldn't have left the animals at all.
Everything she had there has to be replaced.
People that we know that went by and looked at the property said it's burned down. Everything, our stuff is all burned up.
The park fire is barely contained, but cooler temperatures and increased humidity could help crews. I'm Julie Walker.
Simone Biles posted an all-around total of 59.566 during Olympic qualifyings inside a packed and star-studded Bercy Arena in Paris, despite complaining of a left calf injury. More details at SRNnews.com.